views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Happy Monday, everybody. I love kicking off the week with some feel-good radio, and I have quite a show today. If you're new or just listening, I am the host, Kelly Ann Wadler, soon to be Kellyanne All. That's coming soon. Just got married. Very exciting. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today with a really, really special guest. She's a mentor of mine, and she happens to be the reason why I am here today talking to you. Her name is Dr. Pat Basile, and she is the founder of Transformation Talk Radio. And I am so beyond grateful for this powerhouse woman, because she not only has an entire thriving career of her own, which helps so many individuals that follow her and her community and her tribe, but she has opened the door and created an outlet for young solo entrepreneurs like myself to get their message out and to give a platform for people like myself who have a dream and who have a message, and allow them to share that voice and to be able to do what she does with the tribe that she's already created. I could talk miles about her. She is known as the Oprah of radio. Her talk show, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is the number one positive talk radio in Seattle and has been running for years. She reaches millions of people each year and is broadcast on like 165 countries. Besides that, she's a coach, she's a leader, she's a speaker, she's the CEO of Epic Living for individuals, groups, and organizations. And she's won awards from Aspire Magazine's Aspiring Women of the Year, and many more. And most importantly, besides what she does for everybody who listens, she is a true, as I already said, mentor to me. And I'm so grateful for her because she has given me this outlet to speak to you. So without further ado, my mentor, Dr. Pat, thank you for being here on the show today.
Well, thank you, Kelly. My gosh, I just want to say out of the get-go, man, I'm just like, you're bringing tears to my eyes. And congratulations to you for the big shine on day, if I might say.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about that. So people who have been listening since January, you have followed my little road to marriage. And right before the show, I was talking to Dr. Pat about my journey with it. And we're going to get there.
Yep.
But first, Dr. Pat, as you do on your show and what you have taught me to do, I always start with the same question that is designed, what the show is all designed about. And that is, what in your life or what journey in your life taught you to find your shine, or taught you to find your true calling, which led you to shine?
Yeah, I thank you for that question. And it's a brilliant question. I've listened to you ask that question during your shows, every show. And it's interesting, you know, what shows up. I think for me is that I'm called an optimist. As a matter of fact, okay, here's the nickname, Pollyanna Patty. did I even say that on air right there? And so what does that even mean? Well, I think what it means for me is, and if you look at my life, Kelly, I've had some very, very difficult years, especially growing up and right through my teens, right through my 20s. And one of the things I think about when I think about that question, when is it do we get the opportunity to choose to shine on? Mm. When in life do we get that opportunity? And here is the answer that I've come up with today, because I've thought about this a lot. The first time that I feel disappointment, or I can remember in my life, disappointment, heartache, heartbreak, trouble, you name it, that first time and then every time thereafter is the opportunity that I get to choose to shine on. Because one of the things that I love about this is that shining on is a choice. Nobody can do it for you. However, if you can recognize the angels that have shown up in your life and how they're willing to put a hand out to help you, you will be forever grateful. And that's what I love about this question, because we are given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not even more than that, opportunities in this lifetime to shine on. The question really then becomes, doesn't it, am I going to recognize that for what it is? And can we shine on, Kelly, in even the most horrific circumstances? And if you look at my history and my life, the answer is going to be yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a choice. Every show that I've had so far, whether we're talking about emotional eating, we're talking about healthy relationships with the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're into, to, you know, how you dress yourself, has come down to this idea of choice. And you're absolutely right. Every individual has a choice in the matter of how they want to show up and how they want to react to what life throws at them. So I'm hearing from you then, you had whatever it was, a laundry list of challenges where you have chosen to shine on regardless. So tell me this, for all who are listening, is there a trick? Is there a mentality? Is there a mantra you use to make that choice, which is technically sometimes the more challenging choice, to find the positive side? Mm-hmm. How do we tune into that? And how do we make that choice or start making that choice more often?
Well, I love this question because, you know, I'm able to talk about this now, you know, because I can look back and say, what is my go-to? And you know what, Kelly? It is the same thing that I do today that I learned early on. I want to say this. Part of what I didn't say is that from a very early age in my life, you know, I got to experience loss. You know, my mother was a fabulous woman, but, you know, she drank a bit much and she took a few pills, actually a few too many. Mm. And, you know, so early on at a very young age, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, I had this enormous opportunity to love somebody that had such a very, very open heart. And at the same time, I was surrounded by people in my life that knew this and were there to help me. My sister was not as lucky. She was 12 years older than me, not as lucky. But here's what I learned about this. I learned that you can be in a place of gratitude even at a really young age. Mm. And if there's nothing else we can teach our children at a very young age, is how to find that gratitude gold nugget, even in the worst situations. Now, for me, I will tell you that I grew up Italian Catholic, right? Mm-hmm. That's not my entire life spiritual journey, because my dad did remarry, and I'll share that. But I grew up Italian Catholic, so I got to appreciate an aspect of spirituality that had to do with gratitude at a young age. And I remember my Aunt May. I remember her talking or teaching or saying something that stayed with me my whole life. And I will tell you, I had about 20 years of amnesia with this. And that is to stop and say, thank you, God. Mm. Now, what does God mean? God can be anything that you want it to mean. It is the God of your understanding. It is your higher power. It is a power. It is source. It's whatever you want to call it. This is not about religion. It's a conversation of gratitude, even in the darkest moments of your life. And I remember that, Kelly. I mean, I remember it at such a young age. I don't even understand that I didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. But it was almost like a mantra. And it stayed with me. It's to go to a place of thank you and gratitude, even when your mother has passed away. And my mother committed suicide when I was six. Wow. And so I'm talking with you about learning something so profound. And yet, if I look back at my experiences of what my life was about, you know, a mother that committed suicide when I was six, you know, Catholic boarding school at a very young age, I was, you know, severely treated in there, so much so I became an anomaly in that school, ended up getting kicked out. My dad remarried at an early age, a stepmother that was pretty much the age of my sister. I now had a family, and I go on to think about this and how in my life, you know, I could not show up as who I was at a very young age. And all of a sudden at 17, I found myself homeless and my life just started to unravel. How does that happen? And here's what I know. Every situation that I can talk with you about today has an element of intuition that is so hard to describe, except by talking about how you go from homeless to happy. And it does have to do with trusting in yourself and trusting in what's being put in front of you and then doing something about it.
You brought up that key word, trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew you were going to say it. You know, Dr. Pat, first of all, thank you for sharing that. It's an honor to hear your story, truly. And I can't wait to keep diving into it and also talking about the big T word, trust. When we get back, more with Dr. Pat, more with Shine On Radio. We'll be right back.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight. If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Oh, yeah, give me that upbeat music every day, all day. We are here, Shine On Radio. I am your host, Kelly Wadler. We're here with the incredible Dr. Pat, the founder of Transformation Talk Radio and the host of her own number one hit radio, The Dr. Pat Show. Before we continue diving into big themes like trust and the bigger one, fear, Dr. Pat, if they don't already do how do we get connected with you? How can we tune into your show?
Absolutely. Just go to thedrpatshow.com and then it's Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show, Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show, or folks can go to transformationtalkradio.com. The other thing I want to just say to everyone, and I said this to you before, that we were going to have an announcement on the show.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Kelly, and I know we're going to talk about this today because you absolutely embody what it means to say yes to a bigger vision of your life. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you embody, which I love, is that you are in the world to help other people do the same. And there's an energy that happens when we start to show up in the world with the ripple effect of service and gratitude. And that's what you're doing. I mean, For people that are listening, I never thought in a million years that I'd be sitting here with you today saying that in about a month, probably give me 6 weeks, transformationradio.fm is going to come to life. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, don't we already do No, Transformation Talk Radio is a channel. And thanks to the people here, thanks to you, thanks to the people on the team, everybody here, including our programmers abroad, this is going to become a reality. And what is that reality? Yeah, we did launch Transformation Talk Radio a number of years ago. Now imagine an entire network with 10 unique channels, technology that didn't exist a year ago, to help people plug in from anywhere. Live streaming video that we still call radio, that's transformationradio.fm. And if you go take a peek at that, you'll see a little sneak preview of channels up there. You know, we haven't announced this yet, Kelly, and I will tell you that we are already getting requests from people to launch their own channel, not just a show, you know, their own channel. And so how can we do that? Well, this will come into the conversation that we were having before the break. You know, the conversation is about what are you going to believe in? Where's your faith barometer? And how strong is the conviction that you really believe you can have a shine on life? How strong is that? And are you willing to hold that barometer up there? You know, bright light up there. Even like me, even if you've lost your mother, and by the way, my mother passed away, my sister passed away. I am telling you that this is some story that I think about is what have I come to know about the people that have shared with me how to be a bright light. because I'm telling you, I really don't take any credit for this. But this network that is going to be delivered with technology never used before, that is something that has come from an energy and a force that's not me. It's not. I am the vessel here. But when I'm talking about this and I'm sharing this and we're announcing this, this is a network that's going to come with its own telephone app that, Kelly, you're going to be able to have a phone app that you're going to be able to post messages and video as well as images through. So how does somebody like me have this happen? And I have to tell you, I'm just going to stop here with this, is the day that I don't get up and I don't kiss the ground that I'm standing on for the gifts in my life, that's the day when all the abundance, all the faith gets cut off in the world and fear shows up. So on your show, that's what we're announcing. We've gotten the final specs on our technology. We've gotten information on launch. We are even building our own podcasting network, Podcast 123, because this is the world we live in. Our goal is to reduce the rate of airtime so that people do not have to pay. And so we have a crowdfunding initiative, TakeBackTalkRadio.com, because positivity rules, and the airwaves have got to be about that. Who knew I was going to get into that, Kelly, right?
And I love it, and I'm honored that, yes, you heard it here first on Shine On Radio. I'm feeling pretty cool about that. And let me piggyback off of what you're saying. First of all, congratulations. So exciting. As I mentioned in our intro and talking about you, this was the greatest thing that for my mission and voice, I could have said yes to. And it, whether, you know, in life, whoever's tuning in right now, whether you're saying yes to something that scares you, or it doesn't have to necessarily be saying yes to your own radio show, you're always faced with, okay, what are the pros and cons? Can I invest in myself and my mission like this? Is it worth it? And there is a true power to saying yes when, even it, when it scares you, all of you. But, you know, as you put a lot in your mission, you're crust busting through your upper limit. You know, sometimes the things that scare us the most are because we have to leave our comfort zone in order to say yes, or in order to grow. And sometimes we revert back to our comfort zone because we think that's our, you know, our safety blanket. But that prevents us from growing. And I will tell you, the second I said yes, which is almost a year ago now, almost, so much opportunity instantly flooded my way. I said yes to this. I made investment in my company, investment in myself with education, with mentorship for you, and practice, and then being live on the radio. Lo and behold, all this other thing started coming. And that is because I took a breath through my fear of what society will tell me, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And I said yes. And, you know, I recently read a quote, you probably know it, that like is like shaking up my world. I don't want to botch it, so I have it right here. And it says, of course I lost it, but I forget who said it, but it's pretty much the lines of, fear is excitement without the breath. Fear is excitement without the breath. And that's so true, because it's the same sort of endorphins and, you know, chemical reactions occur within excitement and fear. So if we just remember to breathe, get grounded before making big decisions, we can gain clarity and kick ourselves to say yes. So I thank you, Dr. Pat, and I'm so excited for you and Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, you know, it is part of this, and it is really looking at some things. Can I do a little quote?
Do a quote.
Okay. Rooney Mara, Do we know who Rooney Mara was? Rooney Mara. She was in the movie Carol. If you haven't seen that movie, off the charts. Off the charts. Great, great movie. She and her sister right now are doing a rescue for a chimpanzee. So, but that's Rooney Mara. Girl with the dragon tattoo, Rooney Mara, right?
Right.
And so there's a quote that I love. And she said, there were certain things I was scared to do, but I never thought I wasn't up for the challenge.
Right.
I got to say that again. There were certain things I was scared to do, but I never thought I wasn't up for the challenge, because that's the missing piece. You see, we don't think we're up for the challenge. We don't think we're up to do crust busting. We don't think we're up to do radio. But there's something that happens, and you said something, Kelly, I want to get back to. You said that once you said yes, things shifted. That happened to me. You know, once I said yes to helping people in the world, and I'm telling you, really, I had just created crust busting. Crust busting was born out of me sitting on my couch becoming so crusted over that I couldn't get out of my own way. That's how crust busting was born. It's me. It was me. And some days it still is me. And so I was in a place of complete despair. But what did I say? There's this thank you thing that I learned. I say thank you over and over in my mind at least 100 times a day, and I don't really have to have a reason. But what happened with that is I dialed the wrong phone number one day, and it's an 800 number. And I'm from New York. You're from New York. Uh-huh. We dial a phone number. What do? We're gone. We don't stay on wrong phone number dials.
No way.
But I didn't. I didn't hang up. And this was in 2003. And I didn't hang up. And within 10 minutes, Kelly, I pulled out my credit card. I bought an hour of airtime. Guess where? On an internet-only station in 2003. Now, no one was listening to internet radio in 2003. No one. And yet, it came because on the back of my business card, I got the card right here. I got my little crust-busting card right here. I keep it on my desk. My original crust-busting card. And on the back, it says, my goal is to help at least a million people this year bust through the crust and live life full out. Guess what? Intuitively, I knew not to hang up, because guess what? What was being put in front of me was an opportunity. Mm-hmm. 3 months later, Kelly, you're not going to believe this. Seattle station, unheard of, had 5 days a week open at 10 o'clock. Unheard of. They heard of the show. They called me and said, do you want to take the hour? Pulled out a credit card and there I was. Now,
and look at you now. You know what, Dr. Pat?
I was almost committed. My friends were ready to commit me. That's why.
I bet.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? When we get back, we're gonna be talking about how they thought you were a little crazy, but what happened when you made that decision. All right, we'll be right back and we'll find out how and why. See you in a second.
Thank you.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause of
you better shape up, 'cause I need a man. My heart is set on you.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Was a treat, huh?
Yeah, totally.
And very appropriate because at the break, we were talking about how Transformation Talk Radio is pretty much exploding right now and transforming into greater heights. And what's even more interesting about that is we're talking that Olivia Newton-John is actually going to be on the show again with Dr. Pat soon. That's right. Right, yeah. Dr. Pagnon?
Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, part of this is talking about trust because, you know, you and I were talking about that earlier. You know, when you said yes to investing in yourself, and so did I, it's not always the easiest thing, Kelly, to explain to people. Now, when I first started doing this, people thought it was a really fun hobby. But something about what I was doing was it's not a hobby. When you're paying for 6 hours of airtime, and I'm not talking about, you know, what we have now, you know, digital formats per se. The average cost of airtime in 2003 was anywhere from $300 to $500, not even for a syndicated show. And so when I started to do that, and then the second hour came on, the 11 o'clock spot. And by the way, that is still, those are still the time slots we have in Seattle. We have been voted, year after year as a favorite show. But here's the thing I know, is we've got to keep evolving and changing. The people in my world that looked at what was going on with me thought I'd lost my mind. So what happened to me, Kelly, is I started to doubt myself. And in April of 2004, I came down with the mystery disease. Now, I'm looking back, I know what that mystery disease was about. And that stayed with me for years and years and years. And what I notice about it, can look back and say, is I forgot about trusting. I forgot about trusting the laws in the universe. I forgot about trusting myself. I forgot about this thing that I learned early on, and it is this. I don't even know what I don't know in life. Today, I don't even know what I don't know, but I am so willing to have it be revealed. That is the key that I think about in my life to why I'm even here talking with you. Because whether you call it a hunch, a gut reaction, whether you hear a voice, whatever that is for you listening to the show, it is a way out of whatever you think you're struggling in. And it is a doorway to an epic life. And I think the thing that is so important to me right now in thinking about this, Kelly, is what does it take to say yes? Same thing happened with Transformation Talk Radio. I was trying to help this guy start his network at WBLQ. And I'm helping him. Next thing I know, he disappears. He writes a bad check and he disappears. And the station owner calls me and says, do you want to start a network? And what did I say? I said yes. There was no website. There was nothing. 3 months, that thing happened. Why? Not because I'm brilliant or I know what I'm doing. It's because it was meant to happen. And I said yes, just like you did. And things started to show up. So even with Olivia Newton-John, you have to be awake and aware to see the gift as it's coming towards you.
One of my friends once told me, she said, you know, the universe is always throwing things your way. Sometimes you just have to be present enough to catch what it's throwing at you. Sometimes we put a blind eye or we're not even aware, or as you put, you know, the idea of having this layer of crust or this I see it as a glass ceiling in my way that can keep us down there from life. And what's also interesting is the second we do start saying yes, sometimes things also come in that are tricky. Like what you said, you got a mystery disease. Sometimes those things happen, not as bad omens, oh, you did the wrong thing. They're going into ourselves and saying, do I really deserve to be this happy that I made this choice, or do I deserve this success that's coming my way? And because we've all set these weird standards or these invisible lines of what we think we deserve, and there's a limit to that, when saying yes, sometimes we can get those things, like we hurt ourselves or we mess up in our relationships, or because of trust, because of not understanding our worth or for whatever reason. And I think what we're both on the same lines of in terms of our missions is embracing positivity, is embracing gratitude and trusting that if you do such a thing, that we don't need to worry endlessly and get sick over it, that we don't need to hurt ourselves, that we can trust the ways of the universe or God or whatever you believe in, because it does have your back, even in the hardest of times. But that then reverts back to the choice. And it is a choice that even though you may be in fog, to believe with all of you that at the end of the fog, there is the light, that there is the thing that will make it all make sense. And sometimes that takes patience. Well, it usually always takes patience. But it also takes the big T word, trust, and trusting yourself. So how do we start? What is there a, besides gratitude, this inner trust within self, where does it cultivate from?
For me, I'll tell you where it cultivates from. I think, and I want to tell you that, you know, as life went on, I wish I could say that, you know, life got a whole lot better and so forth. No, it was like one thing, one example after another, one opportunity after another that I had to decide what I was going to believe in. And I have to say that I am so blessed to have a best friend that I've had since 1973.
Wow.
Now, if you're me, and what's that movie from Silver Lining Playbooks? I love that movie. You know, if it's me, you're reading the signs. And so if you're reading the signs, what you're reading is you're looking at the juiciness that shows up. And if you could ever look at somebody that shows up in your life that is still your friend after 3 years of seeing you pretty much at your worst, then that is something you want to hold on to. Mm. And here's what I want to say about trust. Trust is something that you have to evolve with. It's not something that I popped up into this world and all of a sudden there I was. But I will say that I was probably a more trusting child. And that trust came from the love of my mother. Even though my mother was an addict and an alcoholic, that love came from her. And I think that if you want to understand the true nature of trust, you also have to be willing to understand the multifaceted dimension of love. And I'm not necessarily talking about love in a romantic way. I'm talking about, are you willing to love yourself enough to be honest about who you are? But most importantly, to be honest about the fact that we live in an abundant world, that we are all gifted and talented. And each of us may have to take a separate journey to reveal what that talent is or how it is we're supposed to show up in the world. But we do need to follow the signs. And so trust is like a skill, Kelly. It's like learning how to ride a bike. In my case, I learned how to play table tennis really well. It's a skill. And if you practice trust and combine it with love, then as time goes on, you will get to call on it for even the most horrific of situations. You know, it was interesting. 1990, 91, 92 were pivotal years for me. You know, I was faced with one of the greatest challenges in my life in that time frame. And I intuitively knew how to handle it. And that was, I was standing in front of, I was a corporate executive. I was standing in front of my boss. I was supposed to implement a downsizing program, which on the surface looked humane, but the reality was I discovered that it wasn't. I was in HR and I was watching this company, very reputable company, target senior people, like a woman with 29 years, 11 months of service. They were literally going to downsize her. Why? Well, it made good financial sense, but of course you couldn't say that. And something happened to me, all those years of trust, all of the marches that I did for equal rights, you know, what bra burning, whatever you want to call it, all of those years where I had to figure out what I stood for, and even today have to figure that out, came in a moment of clarity for me. And as I said to my boss, I am not doing it. I'm not going to fire this woman. You can take my head count. Here's how intuition works. All I kept hearing in my brain, right? I don't know if it's my brain, but all I kept hearing was call Columbia University. See if your application is still valid. Call Columbia. Get to Columbia. Why did I hear that? Why did I hear that? Because that was the thing that I was supposed to do. So my boss is firing me, Kelly, and I'm like leaving the room. I'm like, Elvis has left the building. And I'm walking out of there and I'm thinking to myself, I got to get in my very fast sports car. I'm going to get in my sports car. I'm going to get from Livingston, New Jersey, Kelly. Are you ready? To Columbia, across the bridge in less than 45 minutes.
My goodness.
How does that even happen?
It doesn't if you're a New Yorker.
it doesn't. And why did I have to do that? Because the school said that my two-year-old application was going to expire at 5 o'clock that day. And that I had to be registered, have my dang books, and be ready to go. Okay. I just didn't even know what happened. I don't remember the ride, Kelly. I know I didn't hit anybody, but I don't remember the ride. I don't even know how I got over to George Washington Bridge. I don't remember the tolls. Pulled in front of Columbia. Guess what? A parking space. That's trust. When you believe in who you are and what you can become, the universe opens up all the doors possible. I walked in there and I had 5 minutes to spare. And I intuitively knew while they're firing me that they have to pay for my tuition because they're not going to fire me immediately. They're going to keep me on 3 months. So I had them pay for my first semester at Columbia. And within a year, all of a sudden now, I am at Columbia. I've got a master's degree. I don't know why I'm there. I don't know what I'm doing, but I kept saying yes. And I met somebody there, Kelly, that said to me, man, you should really go on to school. And I thought, I barely graduated high school. Are you kidding me? It took me 13 years to get an undergraduate degree. I still couldn't reconcile like how I even got in this program at all. And now I've got people saying to me, you should really go on to school. I'm the only one in my family, right? My direct family graduated high school. Okay, this makes no sense to me. I could barely write a sentence. And I'm in a graduate program. I graduated in that program. I studied the consequences of loss because the people were getting fired. I went back to the telephone company. I started support groups. And, you know, none of this makes sense on paper. So when you ask me about trust, it is that thing that can be cultivated and learned, but it's an inside job. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. There is a voice. I've known this to be true for a long time as an empath and a very highly sensitive soul. There is that voice that is with you and guides you. Even if you're not highly sensitive, I believe we all have it. Sometimes after ignoring it for too many years, it's a little bit more quiet than it should be. But if we tune into it, just like you're tuning into this radio show, you will hear messages like you had, Dr. Pat, like go to Columbia. And you'll have an equal and opposite voice being like, what the heck are you talking about? I'm not going to Columbia. That's ridiculous. Or you choose to go for it. And lo and behold, that story is almost miraculous in many a way, but proof in the pudding that you took your life from trials and tribulations and could have chosen to stay that way. And who knows if you would be here today if you had chosen to go the other route. But instead, and I love also another point to this is you're so humble about it. In no shape or form do you ever say it was because of me. You say it's because I chose and just let myself be a vessel and a filter for what I was destined to become. And that destiny has now helped so many people. So to all who are listening, let this be an inspiration that those voices that you are here aren't outlandish. They're scary, sure, because they usually take some risks and they usually involve us jumping out of our comfort zone or taking or doing something that maybe isn't what society or our family wants us to do. But sometimes it's the only thing we should be doing. Or we find ourselves by getting sick or things happen that are wake-up calls to follow that calling. And I really, you know, with what you said, Dr. Pat, there's sometimes where bleep hits the fan, I'll just say.
Right.
You get into gear. I know that to be true for myself when my husband now was facing some life-threatening things. I didn't know before it happened, if someone told me, okay, you're about to go through this, are you going to be able to handle it? I would say, nope, I'm going to be a mess. But when it really hit the fan and we had to deal with months of fighting, I was in gear. All that trust that maybe I didn't even realize I had in myself showed up. And I got it. We got it. I was there. I was a rock. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, it's the trust is there. We just have to make sure we're listening to it. We know it. And we're that inner guide. So thank you for that story. Really beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. You know, yeah.
Yeah. It's on the same lines, and I'll close, or we're getting too close. I can't even believe it. I have my own little announcement that I was talking to Dr. Pat with before the show started. And I'm going to say yes to it right now with her. And that is, I'm writing a book. It's going to be a big book. And it's going to transform the way we see the transformation of marriage, whether you are a heterosexual, a homosexual, whatever you are. It is going to be a guide. I won't tell you the title yet, just in case someone, you know, maybe likes it too much and takes it from me. But it's going to be a guide for whether you're sensitive or not, about the transformation of committing to a partner for hopefully the rest of your life and how deep that goes, because it goes much deeper than what linens are on the wedding table, what dress you're going to wear, what flowers you're going to order, and what invitations you're going to send out. Mm. It is deep. It is shattering in terms of identities, and no one talks about it, and I'm talking about it, and there's going to be new bridal coaching coming your way from Shine On. There's going to be a book coming, and there's going to be group programs dedicated to really the transition of becoming that wedding transition, but I think it's going to just become a big transition coaching in general. So that's my big announcement. Thanks to Dr. Pat.
Awesome. Awesome. And congratulations on that. Because see, something happens when we say yes to an epic life. You know, we don't live in a universe that withholds anything from us. You see, mm-hmm. It doesn't. It doesn't withhold anything from us. Why would it do that? You know, why would it give us wisdom for only for us to stay in ignorance? No, that's not it. And why would it create planets and universes and galaxies if it were not for the understanding that that is an unlimited potentiality? And this is what I love about you, Kelly, and what you've done is everybody talks about the power of now. I want to talk about the power of yes. That's what I want to talk about. That's the place where we get to stand tall, regardless of what our life may look like. Thank you for doing all you do, Kelly.
Oh, and Dr. Pat, thank you for doing all that you do. You are a true inspiration, a very humble, humble mentor to all of us. And for all who are listening, Dr. Pat's on next. Dr. Pat, how can we tune in next? We just keep on listening, right?
Yeah. Transformation Talk Radio. That's it. We love it. We're there.
Well, thank you for coming on. Thank you for all you do again and again and again. This is Shine On Radio. We're here every Monday, hopefully for a very long time, and hopefully on our new ever-growing network on Transformation Talk Radio. I will see you next Monday. And Dr. Pat, thank you so much.
You rock. You rock, Kelly. Shine on.
Shine on, everyone. See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.